Good morning. It's so great to be able to come around the Word of God. Who's excited to be able to hear the Word of God this morning? Are we ready for it? Welcome to everyone at Mullaloo. Welcome to everyone online. I hope that everyone also in this room, that as we open up the Word of God, what we know is true of the Word of God, that it has a power to change our lives, that in our lives, that it has the power to make us more into the image of who Christ is. Do we believe that? Are we ready to lean in on that? Yep, let's get ready for that. This morning, we are in the series called Restory. Has anyone been here for that? I see all the hands there at Mullaloo. That in this Restory that we are looking at, that Pastor Dean has been bringing that word to us, who can shout out to us, what was week one? Does anyone know that? I'm hearing you over there, huh? Knowing God, that's right. And this idea of Restory, that for each one of us, and as Pastor Dean said, that as we look at this Restory, it is layers that you might say, yeah, I know God. But there is layer upon layer upon layer that as we go through these restoring the each key and each part of it, as Fiona alluded to earlier, that week two is finding freedom. That's right. That we would find our freedom. How do we do that? There was two P's that to find freedom was going to help us find that freedom. There was practice and there is people. That's right. That the practices in our life and the people that we're around, that we would have community of people, be it a mentor, be it a journey group, be it a connect group, where there is places in our life that we are able to be able to confess some stuff, be able to grow in some stuff, to be able to be accountable to one another. And this morning we're going to look at Restory as this week three. And as we do that, I was reminded of a discovery that I had some years ago. I actually shared it as a part of a message. It was quite life transforming for me. It was, you know, in these years, as you know, wisdom is coming upon my life, and there is wisdom as I'm growing older, mostly in the fashion on my head, where, you know, there's a lot of grey hairs that are appearing with this wisdom that keeps coming at me faster and more rapidly. That what I came across some years ago was hair mascara. Is any like, listen, it's not exclusive to women, men. The hair mascara is a game changer. It helps, you know, I tidied up this morning with the hair mascara and light off today. But not only does that do that, it pushes out hair appointments. So, you know, no needing to go to the hairdresser quite as often. This is Jeff. And ultimately then, saving a couple of trips to the hairdresser, which also saves some money. So Jeff's just a big fan of the hair mascara, as you can see. Not for himself, but great that I can utilize that as a great resource. So anyhow, there is these discoveries that we will make in life. I was watching a show yesterday. It was called, what is the one with McGee? It's Dream Makeover or something like that. And he had discovered this incredible appliance. He goes, this has changed my life. Today we're going to talk about a discovery that for each one of us who follow Jesus, you might be new here today. And my name's Michelle, if we haven't met, and it's so great to have you here. And today we're talking about this discovery, that whether it's the first time you've walked into this room or you've been here for many, many years, this discovery that we will talk about today is not only life-changing for our lives, for the people around us, but for eternity. And so we're going to open it up in Ephesians 1 and we're going to read that together. Are we ready for that? Let's do that. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, that gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Today we're going to look at what does it look like to discover your purpose. What does it look like as in that restory of it, the layers and the rounds of what we do, of knowing God and finding freedom, that we would discover our purpose. You're like, yeah, I know what my purpose is. That there would be layers upon that of discovering our purposes in who God is. And as we look at discovering our purpose, the place to start, and what is highlighted here in Ephesians as Paul talks to the Ephesus church, is that we are predestined. That, I don't know about you, but as I've been reading this and sitting back and allowing this to speak to me, that predestined, that before God created all of heaven, all of earth, through all the stars in the sky, through the magnificent sunsets that we see, through every sand and grain that is on this earth, he marked out for each one of us, for Alexa, for each person, for Riley, for Taylor, for Susie, for each one of us, he had us in his mindset to say, I have predestined you. Does that blow your mind? Does that, when you look at the glorious, magnificent sunsets that we get here on the West Coast, and we look at that, and yet what this scripture says and what we are to grab hold of is that he predestined you. That he predestined you. That in light of all that he has created, everything that you think is so amazing in creation, may it be waterfalls or mountainscapes or sunsets or deserts or whatever it may be that blows your mind of what God has created, how much more do you have you in mind? How much more did he say that I'm going to create mugs for such a time as this? That I am going to create each one of us in this room, that we would be marked out. Predestined means that we'd be marked out for a purpose, that we'd be set apart, that we would be his people, that we, our lives, would reflect his glory. Anyone say amen to that? Amen. In light of the amazing sunset, he said, how much more are you? How much more do I need each one of us in this world to be able to discover our purposes? We need to know that we are marked out. That first of all, that God planned and intentionally created us for this time. That there you are no mistake, that you are enough. You may want to be 10 kilos lighter, but you are enough. That you are enough. That we would know that on the onset of discovering our purpose, that you are enough as you are. That you are enough. And no lie of the enemy can tell you otherwise. The truth of God's word says that you are bought with a price, that through in the sonship of who Jesus Christ is, that you are enough. You are marked out. You are set apart. You have been destined for a purpose. And that's where we start from. Are we excited for this? Are we going to keep going? That creator God, I don't know about you, if we need to take a moment and let that sink. Not to just move on and say, yeah, I know that. But that in this moment, that we would allow the truth of the word of what God says, that I have chosen each one of us, each one of you, God says, for a plan and a purpose. Every single one of us. I pray that the Holy Spirit right now would do something in our lives. That everything in us will say, but, is just a lie. That God has predestined you for purpose. That God has predestined you. That there is plans and purposes that he wants to unfold in your life.
that he has created you. The Bible says he knitted you together in his mother's womb. That before that your parents saw you, that God saw you. He goes, I need a Jackie Knight in this world. Smashing. Smashing, right? We need a Jackie Knight in this world. However you see that you might be flawed, can I tell you, you're just as God's designed you. You are just as God has designed you. Every flaw is used for his good purposes. Every flaw, every part of who you are. As we look at this idea of being predestined with purpose, to know that it is not in our own strength that we carry out or these purposes in our life. That in this scripture it says that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. That we have Christ dwelling in us, that we are a temple of a living God, that we are predestined, that we are purposed, that we are set apart, that we are marked out for purpose, and that Christ is in us and we are in Christ. Just as the root is in the soil, just as the branch is on the vine, just as birds are in the air, just as fish are in the sea, so is Christ Jesus in you and you in him. That we are together walking in all of who Christ Jesus is in our life. That the potential of the purpose of the sonship and the adoption of what we are adopted into is that Christ Jesus, who has been raised from the dead, is raised in our life. Do we believe that? Do we walk in the power of that? That our purpose has been set apart, that we would be sons and daughters of a living God. What I see and know of the living God is that he is alive, that he is active, that he is powerful, that his love is at work in this world. That too would be seen in my life. That would be seen in my life. That there is no separation, that as we walk out of here into our Monday, that we leave Jesus in this room. That Jesus is in us and we are in him. No matter what Monday faces, no matter what we walk in on Monday, that Jesus Christ living God that is at work in our life goes with us into our Monday. Set apart for our Monday. Set apart for our Tuesday. Set apart for every day of the week that we would be used by God. Set apart in that workplace where you may feel it's challenging. Set apart there. Put there. Place there. God knows where you're positioned. That you would be used by him in that. And as we look at discovering our purpose, this second part is that as we know that we are set apart, as we know that we have been marked with purpose, as we know that God has chosen and made each one of us, that we would be driven by purpose, that our lives would be driving forces of purpose in our life, that our lives would be moved and our steps that we take would be driven by purpose in our life. As you know, that we've been doing Alpha up in the prison. And week one of going there, and I'm driving up with Jackie Knight. It's a little over an hour to get up to Wooraloo. And I'm driving up there with her, and I'm preempting this conversation on how I just don't have time to go to Wooraloo. It's 5 hours of my week to go up there and to spend time with the guys and then drive back. It's a lot of time in a week. And I'm preempting sweet Jackie, she's lovely, and I'm chatting with her, and I'm like, Jackie, you know, there's just a lot going on at the moment, and you know, my work week is just like crazy full, and I've got stuff going on there, and there's all kinds of stuff going on, and I just don't know if I have time to be able to go up into Wooraloo at this point. That there's just a lot going on in my life. And there it will come. As we look at driven by purpose, there will come a resistance. There will come something at you where God says, you've said yes to this, or you know what my purposes are, but resistance comes. For me, the resistance was time. I'm like, God, I don't think I have time for this. My world is quite full. I've got all this stuff going on. I think there's this resistance that's coming at me, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. There is a resistance that will come, that will push back when God says there's a purpose and a calling that I have for you. And there is a resistance that will come and say, hey, let's just get out of this quick smart. This is becoming a little bit too hard. This is becoming a bit too demanding. This is becoming a bit too much in my life. And so I'm preempting this conversation with Jackie, and Jackie being sweet and lovely, she's like, yes, Michelle, I know you've got lots going on, and working out a game plan on how this can still operate without me. And so we're talking through all of this and how it's going to be hard and how I just don't think I'll be able to do this. And I get up there on week one, and I'm like, there is no way I am missing this. There is no way I'm missing this. I don't care what needs to change in my world, but something's going to change that I would have something that works in my life to be able to make this work. I will create and space and time and be able to see a window of 5 hours, because there is a resistance here. I'm going to push through it. That I opened up a new app called Motion. Anyone heard of this? It's like mixed with AI and Asana and a task list and all these things all combined to be able to reshuffle all your tasks and all your stuff in your world to be able to create this space in my world. I reassigned things at home because I'm a people person and I love people, so coming and working here at Merriwa is just a field day for me. I'm just like chatter, 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 but no work gets done, so that's bad. So now I work from home on a Tuesday, no distraction, get down, whatever Motion tells me to do, I'm doing that, and I get my stuff done. That creates time. That there will be resistance that comes, church. That as we are driven with purpose, as we feel that there is a call of God that we feel and sense that we're stepping into, let me tell you, there will be a resistance that comes. Has anyone felt that before? We felt some resistance. I remember some years ago, and it was probably in the early 2000s, it's a bit of a while ago, and here at church, just loving, like, being a part of church. I remember the first day coming in, and, you know, there was an offer to serve somewhere, and I was serving, put my hand up, and I absolutely loved it. But then it came a season and a time where I wasn't loving it so much. Stuff was going on. I didn't feel like it was at home. There was resistance coming my way. It felt like it was hard work. I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. And I'm like, oh, maybe this is its time to, you know, walk away from church, from True North. And in the grace of God and the love of God, I was just able to have time to process, time to pray, doing some prayer walks. And let me tell you that everything changed. But let me tell you, not everything changed externally. Everything changed in here. That God did a work in me. That when resistance comes, let me tell you, what I didn't hear at that point was God calling me anywhere. What I heard really was, Michelle, this is getting too hard, so let's get out of here. Don't allow resistance to shrink you back, to take you out of the game. Don't allow resistance to say, this is too hard, I'm going to take off. Let the resistance be a space where, what does Paul say? Count it all joy, the trials that will come. Consider it all joy, these trials that will come your way. Consider it all joy. Do not press back. Do not stand back. Don't let the voice of the enemy, whether it's speaking in our lives or other people's lives, pull you away from a purpose that is in your life. That resistance will come and try to knock you out of the game. But can I tell you, through the process of doing that, through spending time and God working in my life and no one else's, that's the life that needed to be worked on. That what grows in those moments, if anyone has been through those testing, those trial times, don't you agree that on the other side, you are so much better for it? There is a love that is deeper. There is a grace that is known. There is humility that is formed in our life, that as we press through the resistance, as we press through the trial, that as we develop more and more, we can say we will count that joy as we come through these trials. That it wasn't that long ago, I wonder if I had walked away, gone to another church, started again, taken all my baggage with me, what would have happened today? Because it wasn't long after that when then there was an offer to say, hey, Michelle, would you come and be a part of the team? Would you be a part of the staff here at True North? Don't let resistance take you out of what God has planned and prepared for you. That there is purpose for the resistance. There is, and rightfully so, it might be external factors. But what can God do in your life that can develop you, that can grow you, that can strengthen you? That we stand resilient through resistance, don't we? That we can stand those tests of trials, that we can counter all joy. There is a lot that happens in our life. There's a lot that grows in our life. And as we look at this resistance of purpose, the other factor that I see also is that our own agendas can sometimes get in the way. That our own plans, that our own desires, that our own little things that help us create this comfortable, amazing life for ourselves can get in the way of the purposes of God. That I could have said, oh, that's just all uncomfortable, all this stuff. I don't want to deal with all of that stuff. It's not my problem, all this stuff. That our agendas can sometimes get in our way. Our wanting to be able to have so much money in the bank account can get in our way. Our I want to achieve this goal in life can get in the way of the agendas and the purposes of God. Jim Carrey has this quote. He says, I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that that is not the answer. It's not the answer. We can strive to build these kingdoms in our life. These things that are temporary, these things that are off this earth. But can I tell you, the purposes of God, they last for eternity. The purposes of God, the things that He has chosen each one of us for, they're not just for now. That we would see the rewards and other people will see the benefits of that through the loving kindness of Jesus in our life. The second part to discovering our purpose is to be able to embrace this purpose, is to be able to embrace it. When I think about embracing purpose, I think about the starting up of our church that we now sit here and enjoy. And that in the 70s, there was a group of people that got out of their comfort from Warwick Church of Christ. And they were set on, they knew these plans of God, that they would develop and plant this church in Whitford Church of Christ. And some 50 years ago, that we sit here as beneficiaries, thousands of thousands of thousands of people impacted because they embraced purpose, because they chose not my bank account, God, but let me pour into this church. Not my time, you know, sitting on the lounge, whatever it might be, to God, how can I embrace and be a part of your church, the church that you're wanting us to plant here at Whitford Church. That in that, that we have seen so many lives changed, so many lives impacted. We have seen from Mullaloo now establishing Merriwa. We have seen City now launching. Who's excited for Yanship launching? That we would see, and it doesn't stop there. We don't ride on the coattails of what happened in the 70s. We ride on what we're able to do here and now with the purposes that God has planned for us in this day, that we would see more of kingdom impact in our lives and through our church, that we would see it continue on. Now, I think back, and I'm like, I don't know what those years and those days would have looked like for those that starting off that plan. But what I do see now is campuses established, baptism after baptism, decision to follow Jesus, countless decisions, that we would embrace our purpose, church, that we don't sit back and enjoy this space, we don't sit back and enjoy our location at Mullaloo and Merriwa, the city, and Yanship to come, but we would embrace, what is it today, God? What is it you're speaking to us and our people in our time? That we can still and be a part of what God is doing in and through True North Church. That we would be a part of that. That we would take hold and embrace our part of what we play here in this part. In Ephesians 4 it says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head. That is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. that as we look at discovering our purpose, what we got to understand is that we are partners in purpose. That we all have, as this picture, I love this imagery of this scripture, where it says that Jesus is the head, that he is the head of True North Church, and every single part of us has a part to play, that as each part does its work, that it builds itself up. I love that, that everyone is included, that everyone is a part of it, that as each part does its work, that it gets built up. That with Christ the head and we as the body, every part, that there wouldn't be a little toe that is missing. That every part is played out by the church here. That we would see God's work in and through each one of us. That we would understand our part that we play. That how God has equipped you, how God has wired you, how God has designed you. That what you have, that you would use that and partner in the purposes of God in and through our church. That the church, we would see this picture, that we would see this, that every part will play its part, that every part of us would work together, would be built up, would be strengthened, and with Christ as the head leading us and guiding us, that we would see more campuses established, that we would see more of God's work done on this earth. That what I was reminded of at Alpha, that when that resistance came, where I'm like, geez, God, I don't think I've got time for this. And everything changed circumstantially in terms of how I just rewired my days to be able to bring those big things in first, the things of purpose, the things that are going to bring value, the things of God, what God has laid on my heart. This last week being up there, there's this young boy and he's 21. He's the same age as my son. And he hasn't talked much. He hasn't talked at all actually in the group and was able to have the most amazing conversation with him. That his story unfolded, his life unfolded, that he was able to honestly share and openly share. And I'm like, God, thank you. Thank you, God, I didn't miss this. Thank you, God, I didn't say I'm too busy for this. Thank you, God, that I've stayed in this position. That church that I can honestly say, as we talk about this partnership in purpose, not as if I was to take off who I am as a leader here at church, and to be able to tell you that in those years of 1998 through to when I came on staff in 2010, they were the most amazing years of my life serving this church. That when you're in that slipstream of who Jesus Christ is and you're washing toilets, you do it with joy. And when you're in that slipstream of Jesus and you know your purposes and your plans and you are singing unto the Lord, you do it with joy. When you are putting out chairs and when you're out in the rain welcoming and when you're over at kids and you don't know if you're ever going to see another adult, you are doing it with purpose because of what Christ is doing in you. That we wouldn't hear the word burnout in church because the church is all working together and doing its part. That we would see God's kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven, church. The whole body working together. Moving with the head of Jesus Christ, moving in our lives. And my prayer would be that you would have that experience, that, you know, you've maybe been hurt by church. And I stand here and it may be hurt by me. And I'm like, I am so sorry. But the reality is we're all human and we're all going to make mistakes. But as we find our purpose in who God is, we are working. What does this scripture say? We are working to be able to see and that the praise of what? His glory. The praise not of some accolade from some leader. That we are working and we are part of the body. That the praise would be for his glory. That my life would reflect the glory for God. That God, you see in the struggle and the hard times when I'm showing up and I've got to deal with all the crying babies and they're all there, but I'm here. God sees it for his glory. That God will see it for his glory. that in our lives, at church, I get pretty excited about this because this is what transformed my life, is that we would be partners in purpose. That we would be that church, that body, and that the body working together, all using their parts and their gifts to be able to build up and strengthen it. That as we look at Yanship and Yanship launching, and I'm just excited about what that looks like, that our view wouldn't be, yeah, there's a church coming to Yanship, I don't have to drive 10 minutes down the road now. But our desire would be that every part and every person that goes to Yanship would play their part. Can you imagine that? 100%, Ryan. Every person coming and playing their part. Because as that church develops, as that church grows, that there'd be more space for more people, that we would outgrow that location. Because everyone doing their part. Not anyone getting weary, not anyone getting tired, not just a few people doing a lot of work, but every person playing their part. You are missed when you're not doing your part. You are missed. And I pray that you would know what your part is in the purposes of God. That you would see it, that you would feel it, that you'd grab hold of it, and that you would move in it. We're going to take a moment now. We're going to come to communion. And over here it says in the scriptures, talks about we are predestined for adoption through this sonship of Jesus Christ. That as we come to the table this morning, that we would truly know that you've been bought with a price. That you would truly know that you have been predestined. And whatever lie of the enemy would tell you otherwise, to know that Christ has chosen you. He called you, informed you before he made the beautiful stars. That for each one of us, that there would be the Holy Spirit at work in us, showing us more of who we are in the light of who Jesus is and the calling that we've been called to. So I'm going to invite us to come to the table. I'm going to pray for us. You want to stand as I pray? If you're at Mullaloo, why don't you stand on your feet? God, you have marked us out for purpose. That Jesus, that in you, we are your sons and daughters. That you paid the price. That Jesus, we would reflect your glory here on earth. That through the works of our hands and our feet and our lives, that Lord, may we bring you glory. And as we come to the table, Jesus, I pray that as we meet with you, that Father, that we would have hearts of gratitude to say thank you for choosing us. Thank you that we are chosen by you. Redeemed by you, purposed by you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would move in every heart and every life here. And I do pray that for each location at Mullaloo and here at Merriwa, that today if God has whispered to you and he has spoken to you about this purpose, about what your part is, or maybe there's something that is far greater, seemingly far greater than who you are. We're going to have our teams off to the side to be able to pray for you. We pray that the Holy Spirit, the power of Christ who is raised, that he's been risen from the dead, would be in you, that you would live out those plans and purposes that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name.